You might remember a few weeks back when an event at Northwestern University sparked a debate about best practices for student journalists. It all started when former Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke on the Northwestern campus and students protested at his speech. The university paper, the Northwestern Daily, covered the public protest and published photographs of the protesters online. But when student activists criticized the paper for posting those photos, the editorial team took down the photos and issued an apology. We spoke with Colin Boyle, a student photographer at the Daily Northwestern, who posted the photos he took of the protest that day. And Colin told us more about the paper's process after the negative reaction on campus.
Unlike most universities, our university does not grant amnesty for protesters. And so it's a conversation that I had with our editor-in-chief and our photo editor about whether or not these images should be online.
But the student journalists received widespread disapproval from professionals who said that the students were simply implementing basic journalistic practices and should not have apologized. Here's what Colin had to say about this response to the paper's actions.
The editorial team has been going through quite a whirlwind of criticism on the internet from legacy journalists, and it's been really painful to watch my colleagues go through such hateful accusations and comments.
Colin also gave his perspective on the intricacies of student journalism.
As student journalists, there's definitely a nuance to reporting on and living in the communities that we are working with every day. And as students, I feel like this is the best time to learn and grow in that aspect, but it's also very challenging.
The dean of Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism, Charles Whitaker, issued a written statement about the controversy, saying, quote, "Unlike our young charges at the Daily, who in a heartfelt, though not well-considered editorial, apologized for their work on the Sessions story, I absolutely will not apologize for encouraging our students to take on the much-needed and very difficult task of reporting on our life and times at Northwestern and beyond." Well, here to talk about this story and what it means for both student and professional journalism is Lisa Hayamoto, a senior instructor of journalism at the University of Oregon. Lisa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit first about what were some of the criticisms that student journalists received from other students, but also from professional journalists, because I myself was a little concerned about, you know, what had happened there.
I think the journalists were saying that they feel that this is a time where journalism is under siege, and it's under siege by many who would benefit from its weakening or its demise. And they're really feeling like journalists need to hold the line everywhere possible to really stand up for press freedom, for journalistic freedom, and for its role in a democracy. I think those who criticized the apology felt as though these student activists were in a public place in doing a very public thing, and that they should not have been surprised that it was covered by the news media and that it was disseminated, you know, across the internet. And that what the student journalists were doing was very standard journalism.
And so the editor-in-chief of the Daily Northwestern, the student paper, his name is Troy Clausen, he explained the paper's apology on Twitter. What did Troy have to say?
Troy told the community and the community at large that he felt as though he and his fellow student journalists needed to prioritize the safety and the trust of the campus community. And I think that that was where much of the criticism came from. So journalism's role is certainly to document what is happening, to give people the information they need to make the decisions in their lives. But I think that there's a deeper role to journalism, which is to serve the community, to give the community the information they need, yes, but also to sort of allow the community to see itself. And I think these student journalists are working at a very interesting time and in a very interesting context. We've seen a lot of journalism freedom be certainly threatened, but we've also seen sort of a new kind of journalism, a new way of doing journalism, and it's still rigorous and it is still fair. And it is still really important to a democracy. But I think the approach is different. And that's where I see these student journalists as being positioned. I think that they are thinking very deeply about their communities and how they can be of that community and serve that community through journalism.
But Lisa, does that still make it journalism? I mean, one of the things that our job, and again, I want to be clear, I do not believe in a false equivalency or a sense of false objectivity that I think is often used as an excuse many times for lack of nuance and lack of rigorous coverage. But really, it feels as though this could be a slippery slope, right? Once we start saying, okay, we're going to, you know, be taking this community's needs and wants into consideration, don't we have to do that to every community that we cover? And where does the journalist begin to sort of maintain that sort of pillar of a certain amount of independence, even if that's not objectivity, but just of journalistic independence?
I think that's the difficult question here. How do you maintain that independence while also being a part of your community and serving your community and listening to your community? And I think that those are really case-by-case difficult moments. But actually, journalists have a lot of experience with those. We talk about those in terms of ethics all the time. What we do is we sort of weigh the principle and we decide who would be harmed the most. And we make decisions accordingly. And I think journalists are really well-equipped to do that because they do a version of that every day.
What does this controversy tell us about the sort of misunderstanding of the role of journalists as opposed to activists?
So my research is on public trust in the news media. And there are a few interesting things I've found. One is that, generally speaking, the public has almost no idea about what journalists do, why they do it, how they do it. They don't know how a story comes together or what choices are made or anything about that process. And so when people don't know how a process works, they don't trust it. And I think that that's a little bit of what we saw here is not really understanding what those journalists were there to do, what their methods are. And I don't think that's limited to students. I think that that's something I've certainly seen across the entire country.
When we think about part of this debate, it's often framed around the idea that colleges may not be preparing young people or their students for the quote-unquote real world. What are your thoughts on that? You work at a university.
I do, and I think that college campuses are extremely important and fascinating places at this sort of cultural moment. They are one of the only places where there is a very large group of young people all living together and having a shared experience. You don't really see that other than, for example, you know, the military. So I think the sorts of things we see playing out on college campuses are really harbingers for what we may be seeing in the broader community later on. And what I really see is I see students who are uninterested in the world as it's been and wanting to remake a new world that they feel is more inclusive and is more positive and is more social justice oriented. And I think we're seeing that play out on college campuses across the country.
Lisa Hayamoto is a journalism instructor at the University of Oregon. Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.